Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And welcome into the Monday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Konezvic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody is doing well, despite what we saw yesterday on the field from the Tennessee Titans. We've got, obviously, a lot to get into on that front today. We'll take your thoughts and your calls all show long on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, what's going on? How are we doing?
Doing fine. It's one of those days where it should be a pretty easy show.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that difficult today. That was quite something that we saw yesterday at Nissan Stadium, and we've got a lot to talk about today, obviously. We will get very hot and heavy into the Ryan Tannehill discussion and the performance from number 17 yesterday against the Houston Texans. The Titans fall 22-13 against a team that was 1-8 coming into the game. There were five turnovers in the game. It was raining. It was an all-around slop fest yesterday at Nissan Stadium, and we got a lot to get into on that front. Joe Rexroad, just your initial thoughts on what you unfortunately had to witness yesterday at Nissan Stadium. Talk about 3.5 hours that you'll never get back.
Yeah, this team is one thing that I thought of that I didn't really write, but, you know, like you always think later, like, gosh, that would have been good to mention. Like, when this team wins, man, it wins. And when it loses, boy, does it lose. Now, there's some profound English language.
I know what
for
you
there.
Mean, though.
But it's like, I mean, they get bang for the buck on their losses. Now, granted, you know, they get booed out of their stadium in this much anticipated opener. Now, granted, against a team that we know now, very good. And then you got the Jets and Texans. And then the wins are continue, you know, they remain the greatest collection of wins of anybody in the league. It's something else. I will say, though, I know a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this today, but I have to say, the Texans 2-2 with Tyrod Taylor as a quarterback, they are not close to like the absolute dregs of the NFL with him at quarterback. Without him at quarterback, I think they're probably the worst team in the NFL. So there's going to be a lot of talking about, you just lost to a team that hasn't scored a touchdown and all this stuff, and I get it, but that's not the same team as this team. That said, you can't lose to this team.
Yeah, you cannot lose to this team. Look, you know, obviously there's still a lot of season left, and, you know, this is not necessarily like the end of the Tennessee Titans like some are going to make it out to be today. But I will say this, there is one thing that I do not want to hear on the text line, on social media, or really from anyone else the rest of the year, and that is the Titans are disrespected. I have no patience for that anymore. You cannot lose to the New York Jets and the Houston Texans in the same season and then complain to me about being disrespected. So let me tell you this. You're not going to find the Tennessee Titans number one at the power rankings this week. Probably not again the rest of the season. And I don't want to hear one word about it. You can't lose to the Jets and Texans and claim disrespect to me. I'm not doing that.
Where the heck would they be in power? Like
they're dropping out of my top five, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Like you could make the case, you know, that they're still real high because they have a great record. You could also make the case, like, again, look at what they are right now and tell me where that team ranks in the NFL. I mean, that's to me is. So, I agree with you. A thing that we heard a ton yesterday, which is no surprise, and I think it's fair and it's all fine. We heard it all last week. The whole playing down to the opponent thing. Not getting motivated for the opponent, all that stuff. I think that's fine. I mean, I'm not saying that there's nothing to that, but I don't think that's the bigger issue. I mean, this team is frittering away right before our eyes. And then you throw in Tannehill having his worst game to me, like not even close, his worst game as a Titan. And like, what is this team right now? They did a great job. You have those two bang bang plays at LA. They rallied up and played a dominant game defensively there. But their offense in three games without Derrick Henry is bad.
It's not good. It is not good, and it was not. I mean, look, you look at the final stats. I mean, the yardage was better yesterday. They moved the ball, and, you know, they did move the ball decently well between the numbers, and then the turnovers started to happen. And, you know, even in big moments where you needed to have some big runs against what is, again, an awful Houston Texans defense, and let's not lose track of that. It's an awful Houston Texans defense that they put up 13 points against yesterday. That was just that was discouraging, and you know I still don't know what they're going to do at running back. I mean, you had Hilliard coming in out of nowhere yesterday. You had Peterson. You had Deontay Foreman. They just the running game, and I know they did get over 100 yards yesterday, which was, I guess, good to see. It's just nowhere near the same, and it's going to be a struggle running the ball moving forward.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the thing is, first of all, you're playing catch up. You know, so like you're down 19-0 early in the third, so it kind of changes what you're doing. I think they could be okay there, but pick a back.
Yeah.
Like I don't think that they're hopeless running the ball. I think I don't understand what they're doing with the running backs. You go 9-7-7 yesterday. Peterson 9, Hilliard 7, Foreman 7. Foreman is having a great series, and all of a sudden Peterson, which would be even if it was Peterson's series, I would have put Foreman in for 4th-and-1. But they went with Peterson at 4th-and-1 and get stuffed.
Yep.
And by the way, I mean, has a Tannehill sneak on 4th-and-inches ever not worked for the Titans?
Not that I've seen.
I mean, maybe I'm forgetting something, but I don't think it's ever not worked. So, like, I don't totally understand. Now, Hilliard's out there a lot yesterday because he's their third down back, right?
Yep.
So some of those carries where they threw in a carry here and there with him, but to me, you got to pick your best player or your best chance and try to get a running back in rhythm.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Tyler from Berry Hill texting in, the most discouraging part of the game is how terrible the offensive line is. Tannehill is under pressure all the time, and there are zero rush lanes for any running back. And Tannehill can't see linebackers undercutting slant routes. It's terrible. New England is going to absolutely smash this team on Sunday. This coming from Tyler from Berry Hill on the text line. We'll hold off on that.
I will say, like, at this point, if you think you know what's going to happen with the Titans on a coming Sunday, I tip my cap to you. I would think so too, but I have no idea. I wouldn't pretend that you have any idea what this team's going to look like Sunday.
Joseph on the text line, yesterday was the most Titans way to play, SMH. There's a lot of that yesterday. You know, here we are. This is the second time this year that we've basically, I don't know about you, I'll put myself in this category. I was basically overlooking the Texans last week. I was like, okay, I know the Titans have dropped some bad ones before, but man, this Texans team is awful. I know they don't have Derrick Henry, but I was looking ahead to New England, which again, I can do. I don't play for the team.
Right.
And here we are.
Maybe it's your fault.
It could be. And here we are for the second time this season, after the Jets game and after the Texans game. You're just left kind of looking around with your hands up in the air like, what is this team? Like, what is going on? I mean, you just had – I mean, we've talked about it. Maybe and it may not even be arguable. It's probably the most impressive six-game stretch for this franchise in maybe 20 years. Like, it's been a long time since they played this well and has a resume with those kind of wins. And then you follow it up with a loss to the Texans. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, you sandwich it around Jets and Texans. Yeah. It's incredible. And to the point, I do agree with the previous texter on pressure. You know, Jonathan Greenard was not there. I mean, that's their pass. That's their only pass rusher.
Yeah.
He had 7 sacks. He was out. And still, it wasn't like it was absolute, you know, constant. It wasn't like the Cardinals game or the Jets game. But it's still too much. Still too much pressure and just not enough good performance up front again. And the interesting thing here is they actually didn't have anybody hurt on the offensive line. Now, of course, they didn't have Nate Davis. So they still haven't had a game with their starters all year. But, man, it just wasn't good enough.
Joe from Maryland texting in. Mike Vrabel special. Mike Vrabel special from Joe from Maryland. I think we're going to hear a lot of that today.
Yeah, and again, hey, look, like it's fair because they have this incredible tendency to rise up and win games we don't think they're going to win and then to lose games that we almost dismiss as a possibility. So it's fair. I think the bigger picture is, what in the world is this team? I'm walking out there yesterday, and I'm seeing, okay, so their top three receivers are Westbrook Akina, who had a great game, by the way.
Yep.
Dez Fitzpatrick, Chester Rogers. That's all he has to throw to. There's no David Long. There's no Bud Dupree. There's no Rashawn Evans. There's no Janoris Jenkins. There's no A.J. Brown. Oh, and hey, Marcus Johnson has a hammy, and they just carted Tier Tart off the field, and Naquan Jones' arm is hanging. I mean, some of it is just bad luck. I will say that I've been totally dismissive of, like, the whole – the medical – if I'm Amanda Strunk, who was there yesterday for the ceremony, and they did a great job, by the way.
Yep.
I am saying, like, guys, can I get you – like, do you need more staff members? Do you need better cold tubs, get, like, more supplies,
hamstring
better facilities,
yeah,
better lunch buffet? Like, what can we do here? Because this is incredible.
Well, now it's and now with A.J. Brown, too. I mean, you thought yesterday maybe he broke his hand to start the game, and then he leaves with a chest injury as well. So who knows what his status is going to be moving forward. Marcus
chest.
Johnson with the hamstring, not great.
Yeah, and chest, and it looked kind of shoulder-ish. Yeah. But, hey, I don't know. I mean, a week ago, Bud Dupree gets out of there, and it's abdomen, and then all week it's like, well, day-to-day. And then, oh, he's on IR, actually, after all
yeah.
that. So, It's amazing. This does happen. I mean, everybody's banged up right now this time of year, but I haven't seen an injury season like this from an NFL team before.
This is it's pretty extreme what's going on out there right now with the Tennessee Titans. We're off and running today here on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts all show long via phone calls and text on our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. When we come back, we will get into what was an absolutely abysmal day yesterday for Ryan Tannehill at the quarterback position. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
No huddle for Tennessee. They try to keep it rolling. Tannehill, and it is intercepted! Desmond King with the pick! That's his first interception.
Story for everyone, right? But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You have to find a way to take care of it and put the ball in the air. Yeah, once we're down there late in the game, especially the last one, just, you know, we needed a score. We needed yards. Had the short route on the outside, but, you know, we needed to move the ball and get more yards than a five-yard pass. So got a little too aggressive there and tried to make something happen, knowing that we needed two scores there with no timeouts late in the game.
That was Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill after the game yesterday. A 22-13 loss for the Titans against the Houston Texans in a game where Ryan Tannehill finishes with four interceptions on the day. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Joe Rexrode, it was a day to forget yesterday for Ryan Tannehill. 35 of 52 on the day for 323 yards. One touchdown to Des Fitzpatrick. Four interceptions as well. There were a couple that looked like they were just absolutely brutal interceptions yesterday. I think you could make the argument that at least one to Des Fitzpatrick looked like they were nowhere close to being on the same page. But all in all, as you said, I think probably by far the worst game we've seen Ryan Tannehill play yesterday as starting quarterback for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first two picks are the ones that are – so the last one, it just basically insult to injury on him. They're down two scores. He's trying to push the ball on the field.
Yep.
The next to last one is the one that was the one on the sideline, and that basically ended the game. I mean, that's the killer. You know, you're still at that point. It's 19-13. You know, you got a three and out on defense, which, by the way, the defense got like what, four in a row, three yeah. and outs, I think, to make this possible. And then you start at your own 16, you got 6 minutes left. I mean, you still have a chance to go, win this game. And then that was the sideline pick that I thought it looked, I mean, and yeah, I think it's clear he thought in cutting there. That's what it looked like anyway. I mean, no one was going to specify anything after the game on that, but that looked like a, you're forced to play a rookie receiver, and this is what happens. But the first two, like, I mean, first of all, early in the game, and I think Jeff Simmons kind of said it yesterday, like, you're trying to, I got to find the quote, like, you're trying to make them not want to play the game. They're a bad team. They're playing off the string. I mean, they're basically, they're in contention with, like, the Lions and a few other teams for the number one pick. And the players in the team don't care about that. And we see that again in the NFL. Those guys badly wanted to win yesterday. They played their guts out. But if you get a team down early, you know, don't give them life, then you could roll. You know, I mean, that's what happens in some of these blowouts. And Tannehill, I don't know. You know, I asked him after the game, like, was there a coverage mix-up or, you know, were you fooled or whatever? He said no. But, I mean, he threw it right to the linebacker.
Yeah.
And so that goes back 82 yards. Incredible play by Dontrell Hilliard, by the way, to save a touchdown. The defense held them to a field goal there. But still, you're about to go up or at least tie it. But, you know, this is before the rain comes, and then you make that mistake. And it's just he's had too many like that. And then the second one, again, it didn't end the game for them. They still, on their next possession, scored a touchdown on the, you know, the fumble that Ferkser scored. By the way, Anthony Ferkser scores a touchdown.
I was going to ask you, does that count?
Yeah, it's a touchdown.
It is.
So that still makes it 19-30 with 7:47 left. But earlier, the previous possession, I don't know what the world he was throwing at the end zone, but it was an ill-advised, unnecessary first down throw into coverage. And maybe Fitzpatrick ran that one wrong too. I don't know. But it just seemed like an ill-advised play from the start. It wasn't like he was under pressure or anything like that. It was just a bad decision. So those two are the ones that were killers to me. Well, I mean, the third one was a killer. I just think it probably wasn't on him.
It probably wasn't, but even still, when Fitzpatrick's coming out of his break there, like, he's not open. So, like, why are you throwing the ball?
Right. Yeah, it's still like, and I'm trying to find what the situation was on that one. So that was, you know, so that's a 3rd and 13. But if you punt to live another day, then fine. Your defense has been getting stops, right? So that's a 3rd and 13. That possession, by the way, and again, this was not a good day for the coaches to me either.
No.
So, like, Deontay Foreman hadn't been in the game in forever. So they put him in for the first time in forever. And it's like, what do you think they're going to do on first down? Well, okay, he gets annihilated for a loss of three. By the way, before the pick that Tannehill threw on that play going to Fitzpatrick, he threw one in the middle of the field that two guys almost picked. Like, two Texans got their hands on it. He was going to Tommy Hudson, like, in the seam, and it was totally not open. And then, like you said, so I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I think that it was probably a route mix-up, but it was still a forced pass. When you, yeah, of course, you're down a score. It's 3rd and 13. You got to make a play, but that gave them the field goal to ice the game. If you just don't make that play, you know, you do something that's not going to get picked off and give them that field position, you can punt and you can count on your defense with, like, what, 4.5 minutes left, 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad. And, you know, one of the things we talked about last week with Tannehill, because we talked about Tannehill and the interceptions a lot last week, you know, I wasn't willing to say that I was necessarily overly worried about it yet, but one thing I did say was, what I worry about without Derrick Henry is Tannehill thinking he's got to do too much. And yesterday to me, looked exactly like a quarterback that thought he had to do too much. And if that's going to be his mindset moving forward, that's probably not going to end well for the Titans. He's got to figure out a way to get back to playing within himself, because yesterday we saw, I think, what the limitations to Ryan Tannehill's game is. You can't play that way and expect this offense to be competent and move the ball. It can't happen. Can't happen.
I mean, I think you may be right about that he's trying to do too much, but, like, I don't know that explains, like, the first pick. It's early in the game. You just didn't see
first
someone.
First pick you just didn't see, yeah.
Someone tweeted at me, Chip Cruz tweeted at me, something that I agree with this, and I don't know why it is, but I feel like in the last 2 years, Tannehill has been really good at using his eyes to move people around, like all good quarterbacks have to do, moving safeties around, you know, just looking things off, and I feel like there's a lot more staring down this year. I have no statistical evidence to back that up. That's purely a I feel that way.
Yeah.
But a lot of these picks, it looks like it's absolute tunnel vision. And again, like, we just haven't seen Tannehill, you know, just miss the linebackers that are dropping into coverage like he has this year. So I don't know what the heck that is. Maybe that's part of that too. But the doing too much pick is like, that's to me like the third pick.
Yep.
That's a doing too much pick. You're in a different situation. You still have to be smarter, understand the situation. Your defense is getting stops, all that stuff. Some of the other ones this year have just been like, wait, what did he think he saw there? And we just haven't seen that. I mean, the dude had 55 touchdowns and 13 picks in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He has 13 and 12 right now. His career high is 13 interceptions as a rookie. Oh, no, I'm sorry. His second year, he had 17. So, you know, his first years, he had 30 picks in the NFL. Since then, I mean, he's never had more than 12. He's, I would say, certainly going to end up with more than 12, and he may well set a career high this year. And, I mean, this team right now is built on defense. I still think they can run the ball to some extent. You can't turn it over. 5-0 turnover. This is the biggest yard differential win of the season also, by the way. 230-yard difference in total yards, and that team won.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Wiggins from Nashville, who wants to weigh in. Wiggins, thanks for hanging with us, man. What's going on?
Nothing too much. I just wanted to say that they underestimated the Texans, because I had talked to a co-worker, man, and I said, the Titans are going to lose this weekend. And they said, not against the Texans. I said, look at what the Jets did to them. I said, now look at their record. And I think going forward is that Bill Belichick is going to be looking at these films, and I know Mike Vrabel know about the Patriots, but he used to know about them, because now Tom Brady's not there anymore, so now it's going to be a lot of guessing games. But I think they need to get their act together and stop. It's okay to celebrate on a, you know, winning on the other five great teams that you beat, good teams, but you got to realize these other teams that you're not looking at to mirror it are the ones destroying you. So I don't think there'll be a Super Bowl continue this year until they'll get their act together. But, you know, the Titans just have to tighten up and, you know, and do better and stop blaming, you know, one person. Just blame them all, because it was all out there playing. Thanks. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, to his point, I mean, it's mind-boggling. You go out and you beat the teams that you've beaten, and then something like yesterday happens. Like, it's just, and to your point, is it more the playing down to the opponent thing that I know we're going to hear a lot of today, that we've already seen a lot on the text line, or is it they are literally disintegrating right in front of us as a football team? Maybe it's a little bit of both, I don't know, but I mean, the injuries have gotten to be ridiculous. And I'm not making excuses for them yesterday, because I don't care what their injury situation looked like yesterday. They still should have won that game and beaten that team. But, man, it's been incredible to watch what we've seen so far.
Well, I mean, they talked. I mean, that's all they talked about. I don't buy that they – now, look, is there a difference in internally, just like Sunday Night Football in L.A., and it's like, okay, we're going to show everybody – yeah, like you can't duplicate that at home on a rainy, dreary day against a terrible 1-8 team, right? But I think that's the lesser issue. And I'll say this, Robbie, if you give me that Titans team as it was constructed in the fourth quarter yesterday, okay? So you got Dylan Cole playing inside linebacker, you know, you got Chris Jones playing cornerback, you got the receivers we've talked about. You got Dontrell Hilliard at running back on a neutral field against that Texans team. I think the Titans are about a 4-point favorite. Yeah. I swear, like they're not, like this is not, like you take enough players away and you're not good.
Yeah,
I mean, and I know some people will look at that as an excuse, but like, I'm sorry, like they don't have most of their good football players right now.
We'll continue the conversation on the Titans. Got more of your thoughts to get to on Ryan Tannehill and the offense on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At this point, I know you guys don't want to blame things on injuries, but, I mean, the rate of injuries happening in games for you guys is at an alarming amount, especially on offense. I mean, how much does that hurt just in terms of your guys coming in, you guys, every single time?
Well, obviously it hurts, you know. You want to have your guys out there that you're used to playing with and you got reps with. But that's where we're at right now in the season. You know, it's been a tough season for us injury-wise, and guys have stepped up and took advantage of some opportunities, and there's some things we still have to work through with that, and you know, hopefully we can get our guys back, and then the guys that are just starting to get reps, that we can get more reps with them.
That was Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill after the game yesterday, a 22-13 loss for the Titans against the Houston Texans. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are taking your thoughts on the Titans on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome in Corey, who wants to weigh in. Corey, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're good, man.
Good.
Hey, real quick, I'll just make some quick points, man, about yesterday's game for the Titans. First point, what do we always, what's the golden rule in the NFL? It's any given Sunday. And then the second constant that is in the NFL is, hey, man, let's face it, division games will always be the hardest.
Yep.
Always be the hardest, period. And the third point, man, no matter how much you can coach these guys up, sometimes players do overlook teams, and that's a recipe for disaster versus a division opponent. And yesterday showed that. Excuse me. You mentioned a few moments ago that might have been Tannehill's worst game as a Titan. I would have to agree that I'm pretty sure that was his worst game for a multitude of reasons. Like I said, familiarity from the Texas standpoint on how to defend the Titans passing game. This is a team that gets to play them twice a year. You know, and a defense that can be very familiar, even though it's a new coaching staff. They have things on film, but, okay, these are some tendencies here. If we force him to do this or force him to make these reads consistently, can he do that without their best play, without one of the MVPs of the NFL? And overlooking the team. I believe the Titans play play Patriots next?
Yep.
Okay. That's a huge game. That game signifies playoff seeding, especially now. But the Patriots are extremely hot. Look like one of the better teams in the AFC now. I mean, we kind of knew that with their coaching staff. They were going to get some things corrected. And it looked like the Titans were focused on next week. I'm just going to be honest. They did not. They looked like they were going to go through the motions against the Texans. Ah, they're 1-8. But the problem with that is they do have a new coaching staff, and they're not just going to tank their first season. So they're going to get those boys ready. They're going to get their guys ready to play. And that's just my points, man. Titans, I think, are going to be okay. They've proven over the year that they're a good team.
Hey, so, thanks for the call, Corey. We appreciate you. Well, I mean, it's one of the – look, again, you know, some of these – I don't buy into the, you know, hey, they were just looking over the Texans completely. I mean, look, it's getting harder and harder for me to defend the playing down to competition thing because this continues to be a problem for this team. But, you know, it's still difficult for me to believe in a 17-game season that you're overlooking opponents in this league when you have so much on the line. I mean, you're still fighting for a number one seed.
I don't think they were looking to the Patriots team. Yeah, I agree. Like, individual players, do you have the same intensity all week or even on game day for that team that you do for that game that you do for other games? I'm sure not. But, man, this group of players has – experience this a ton, and they talk about it all week long. I mean, like, it's hammered into their brains by Vrabel. They talk about it. Byard talks about it. Simmons, I just don't think that was the bigger issue here. I think the issue is that they're not very good right now, and I don't know. I mean, they're not going to be good unless they get guys back and they don't stop having these ridiculous waves of injuries. But also, they need their quarterback to play better. I mean, I think that's the thing that, like, you know, is not affected at all by injury. At least his own performance is not. Maybe the things around him, but you got to be able to count on that guy. He does have to carry this team to some extent at this point.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Got a texture that says, Tannehill is not an NFL quarterback. It's too late to fix this year. You must find a new quarterback next year.
That must be it.
Not an NFL
quarterback. What's he ever done in the NFL?
Brandon from Columbia text again. We have absolutely no receivers and an awful offensive line. Two of Tannehill's picks are on the receivers. The one to Des Fitzpatrick in a key point in the game. The practice squad level receiver runs the wrong route. It's coming from Brandon in Columbia.
Yeah, again, I mean, I think that it looked like a route on the third pick. But again, you know, they just showed the replay up there on NFL Network of that play. And you know, the Texans blitz. Tannehill was taking a hit right then. It's just you don't have to force the ball in there at that point on 3rd and 13 with 4.5, 5 minutes left, down 6 points. You don't want to give them a free field goal to lose, which is what happened there.
Daniel on the text line, can we retire, tighten up, maybe change it to loosen up? Hashtag hamstrings. Maybe so.
It's amazing.
It really
is. I mean, Marcus Johnson is, you know, he's going for that corner end zone shot to him, and he just grabs the back of his leg. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I've never seen anything.
Do they not stretch?
I've never seen anything like this with the hamstrings. I mean, it's borderline unbelievable what we're watching with the hamstring injuries with this team right now. Like, have you ever seen anything like this when it comes to that specific injury?
No, not close. Not close. It's weird because obviously the hamstring, the soft tissue injuries, they're always a part of sports. Always. But it's usually like a couple guys. I mean, like Corey Davis had the 1 year where he had it, like it was nagging him all year. I mean, it's like we're seeing with Julio Jones this year and last year, by the way, with Julio Jones. But it's usually 2-3 people. Like, half this roster has had a hamstring injury. I don't. So, look, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea what the medical, arrangement is. I mean, they're medical people. Like, every team has them. Again, this is not some proprietary thing like the football where everybody's trying to, you know, break their tendons and stuff. Like, the medical community shares information because nobody wants people to be hurt, you know. So, Like, I'm sure that all the questions have been asked, but like, if I'm Amy Adams Strunk, I am definitely asking the question today, what can I do to make things better? What can we do? Because this is astounding at this point.
Ben, on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, every franchise quarterback can have a game like that once in a blue moon. It's happened to Rodgers and Manning and Brady, et cetera, but they threw candy interceptions with their weapons on the field. Tannehill didn't have any. But we are seeing the same quarterback that doesn't lead the team to victory in the postseason when the defense or Derrick Henry isn't carrying us. This coming from Ben on the text line.
Okay. Hey, yeah, look, I mean, it's just, it hasn't been, there's a lot of excuses you can make for Ryan Tannehill. I mean, and legit, I mean, he has practice squad guys playing at receiver right now. He has had terrible protection this year, terrible. I mean, especially relative to his first few years. That's the biggest consistent downgrade around him. Even take away the Derrick Henry thing. It's the protection when they had Derrick Henry.
Yep.
But you can't make those mistakes. Again, the early one, there's no reason for it. And it was a big moment in the game. I know it was early, it was only 3-0, but that's a big moment to give that team life.
Josh on the text line, two things. First, the Titans needed that L, brings them down to earth, even though it was to the 1-8 Texans. And second, congratulations, Rex Road, on beating me in fantasy football. You officially have the same record as the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to tank to get the number one pick, so I'm actually disappointed with that win. But if it keeps you out of the playoffs, I guess I feel good about it. Uh-huh. If I can ruin someone else's season, that's basically what I'm doing here.
You think that that loss is good for the Titans? Maybe a little humbling involved?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bet.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got the right mindset. I mean, I do. I think they've got the right leadership, the right message. The Vrabel's been good about getting his message. I understand. They've had some bad losses under Vrabel that are like, huh, how'd that happen? So it's – and that was half the questions yesterday after the game.
Yep.
I get it. I can't sit here and say there's nothing to it. I just don't think it's the bigger issue.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue to break down an awful day for the Titans offense yesterday on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. The deal this week, a buy one, get one range passes at the Nashville Armory, a value of $50 for only $25. Nashville Armory is Tennessee's premier shooting facility. Whether seeking basic to advanced firearms training or shooting full auto machine guns in their 50 caliber rated range, buy, train, shoot at Nashville Armory. Nashville Armory located at 4290 Kenilwood Drive in Nashville. The website is armyranges.com. Get your deal now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing the Titans' loss to the Texans yesterday, 22-13, the final score, in an abysmal day on the field for the Titans' offense. Four interceptions for Ryan Tannehill, and they could just never really get going offensively. It was raining. It was ugly yesterday at Nissan Stadium. And, you know, Joe, we've talked a lot about Tannehill, his performance. It was bad yesterday. And now you look at the receiving core. You already don't have Julio Jones against the Patriots. A.J. Brown with a hand injury and a chest injury yesterday. Marcus Johnson leaves the game with a hamstring injury. And as you pointed out, the end of the game, it's Chester Rogers, Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, and Des Fitzpatrick out there. By the way, Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, 7 catches, 107 yards yesterday, including a long of 46. So pretty nice day for NWI yesterday. The legend continues to grow here on the program. But in all seriousness, their receiving core is in rough shape right now. Like, it's pretty amazing coming into the season, the conversations we were having about, you know, the depth of this group at training camp, which were legitimate, valid conversations, and how that room has just withered away in terms of their health. I mean, they're in a rough spot right now at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, you assume now, you know, Marcus Johnson probably not coming right back. Yeah. Who knows with A.J. Brown? But like you said earlier in the show, for a minute there, it was like, ooh, that hand could be a problem. He was able to come back in. And then the shot there, I mean, it looked – you know, again, it was chest. It looked very high. It looked like, I mean, he took a hit to his right shoulder going off the sideline. So if you don't have those guys, I'm trying to think of who else could be involved. I mean, you've lost Cam Batson for the season. Who am I forgetting? I mean, there's just so
Mason
many.
Mason Kinsey, I guess.
That's true.
Just get him in there.
there is Mason Kinsey. There is Mason. I mean, Chester Rogers will be in there. He's back now. Westbrook-Ikhina, I mean, played very well. I mean, Westbrook-Ikhina may be your number one offensive option at New England Sunday. That's
encouraging
very possible. Right. So, I mean, again, props to Westbrook-Ikhina. He played really well yesterday. He made some big plays. But that's not how it's supposed to be, and no one ever would have picked that to be the situation. It's pretty dismal. I mean, again, this is why I fully expect them to go somehow win, you know, with like three fake punts on Sunday, but it's bad.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Liam texting in. One of my boys asked me this morning, "Dad, aren't we still the best team in the AFC? I had to kneel down and look at him in the eye and say, I'm sorry, son. I just don't know. A small tear streamed down his cheek. Just kidding. He's already flushed and is playing video games. Kids are more resilient than grown men." This is from Liam on the text line.
That was good.
That is good.
Good stuff, Liam.
I'm glad that he's been able to move on so quickly. I was going to get to this here in a few minutes, but let's just go ahead and talk about it. William from Madison texting in. "Can you explain to me what Rogers was doing on that punt? I know he's trying to block the guy, but he had to know the ball will not bounce on a wet field." That was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life from Chester Rogers on a football field. you know, he sees the ball. He knows where the ball is coming down at. You can watch the replay. He's looking at it the whole time. And then at the last second says, you know what? I'm just going to go over here and block this guy. And gets maybe 2 feet out of the way, and the ball hits him in the foot. That's a huge play in the game. Either go fair catch the ball or get out of the way. But don't try to do both in the middle. I mean, that was so dumb from Chester Rogers yesterday.
That was a killer. Yeah, that was a killer. For you know, we've talked about Tannehill's turnovers and how damaging they were, and they were. But that play, you know, it's still like it's 6-0 at that point, right? And it's like, okay, I'm not sure. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it's 13-0 at that point. Yeah, because the Texans did have one terrific offensive drive just going up right up the field on the Titans defense after Vrabel didn't go on 4th-and-1. This is before the 4th-and-1 where they decided to go with Adrian Peterson and get totally stuffed. But 13-0, like you're still, okay, you get a touchdown and you're right there. And then that basically just makes it 19-0. I mean, of all the mistakes in the game, you'd have to put that one to give them the ball at the 5 as number one atop the list. It's just, and I don't know. I've never seen, like, you see that happen sometimes, obviously, where you move on to trying to not let the guy field the punt, but yeah, you got to have a feel for where the ball is.
You got to make it anywhere. If you're going to do that, you got to make a decision quicker than that. You can't wait until the ball is almost hitting you in top of the head to go make a decision to block somebody.
Right. Yeah, that was a killer. That was a killer. So, like a mistake like that, is that is that because the Titans were looking past the Texans? You know, I don't think so. I guess you could say it speaks to just an all around like not top level of sharpness for them. So focus, sharpness, does that have something to do with not being totally locked in for a game like this? Maybe.
And look, I mean, catching the ball in the rain on a punt return is a big deal. I mean, Mike Vrabel, I think, was aware of that coming into the game. But you've got to make a decision quicker than that if you're Chester Rogers. And that was just one of those things. As soon as that play happened yesterday, it's just totally emblematic of what that game looked like for the Titans. So a huge mistake by Chester Rogers in the return game. Eric in Bellevue on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The bye/idle week can't get here fast enough. The Titans have got to get healthy. To his point, and I know that they've got a game to play before then, I don't know if I can remember a team that should be really welcoming a bye week in my life more than the Tennessee Titans right now. They need all the help they can get on the injury front.
Thank you for at least throwing idle in for me, Eric. I appreciate that. Yeah, they're in bad shape. And it's interesting, too. How many guys, and this is where you could talk about looking past opponent.
Yeah.
How many guys could have played yesterday, but because it was that game they didn't? I don't know. We'll never know. Maybe some. I wouldn't be surprised if it was some. Like if you're Vrabel and your staff in your very private moments, it's like, well, we should be able to be okay this week. No one would ever admit that. Interesting this week. How many guys, like, are you like, this is a huge game. You're chasing the one seed. By the way, I mean, the Colts beat the Bills.
Yeah.
I know. It's a 2-game lead. And the Colts still have a tough schedule, but like that to me, like that outcome, them winning that game and you losing this game, no way both of those things happen. So this is a really important game, but you could also make the case, this guy, boy, if they had this and next week off, might actually be a much better team. So how do you play that?
Heidi from Dixon texting in. Hamstrings can be a targeted area to focus prevention measures. Won't ever be 100%, but the Titans can do better, I think. At least that's what my uncle says. He is a sports physician. That's coming from Heidi from Dixon on the text line.
I'm open to all medical, you know, discussion here. I can't really participate other than to just say I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a team that seems to have a hamstring virus like this.
Ryan Tannehill in his last 3 games without Derrick Henry. 3 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions. Oh, by the way, an interception that was called back in the end zone in the Saints game of a roughing the passer penalty. It's not been very good from Ryan Tannehill without Derrick Henry so far.
No, I mean, the Tannehaters have all kinds of oxygen right now. And, you know, you said earlier, Robbie, the whole, like, I agree. Like, if the Titans go beat New England or whatever they do this year, like, if it's like no respect around the NFL, just flush that. It's the NFL. Anybody can win any week. See what you can do to try to win. And forget about the power rankings, which aren't going to go your way this week. But also, I think the Tannehill's disrespected by the NFL, all that stuff, and he's dependent on Derrick Henry. And I mean, look, I argued against that stuff. We both have. But this stretch for him, for as badly as, you know, as this team, you know, there's a lot going around him that's bad and is probably contributing to this, but still, he is not responding the way you need him to respond if you're the Titans.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We will get into the defensive performance from the Titans yesterday against Tyrod Taylor and that Texans offense. That is coming up next. 1025 The Game, Preds Game Day broadcast, are brought to you by Hermitage Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths on the web. Go to GoHermitage.com. Welcome back. We'll be right back. Not welcome back in. We'll be right back. We're not coming back.
Welcome
right now.
Back and leave.
Welcome back and leave here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 1025 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.